More than 200 businesses have put their hands up to offer COVID shots at the office. As the rollout ramps up, the Ministry of Health asked workplaces to apply to join in, but set strict criteria. Trial runs are already underway, but as Lydia Batham reports, workforce hesitancy might be the biggest issue.
Rolling up your sleeve, a short stroll from your desk. For those working at New Zealand's largest companies, that could be where they build up COVID immunity. Trial runs are taking place at four big businesses: F&P Healthcare, Fonterra, The Warehouse and Main Freight.
Frankly, our people got their A's into G and have made it happen.
That's Main Freight's Group Managing Director Don Braid. Its pilot began on Tuesday, with 48 people getting their first shot. Tomorrow, about 100 more will line up before they operate a full clinic next week. With many clamouring to get their first shot, you'd think it would be easy to fill up slots. Not so.
We were a little disappointed earlier in the piece with the bookings for next week, but it's quite interesting after the numbers we've done, the amount of new bookings we've got. So it looks like a pretty full week next week.
Don Braid says getting it up and running's taken a bit of work too, including redeploying staff.
A number of our training team have done that, and a few of our administration people have got involved, and together they've worked really well to get this stood up and underway.
He says it works just like any other vaccination clinic, with team members either bussed or driving to the site. It's early stages for other businesses who've had to team up with vaccination providers to submit expressions of interest to the Ministry of Health. One of those providers is Habit Health. Its occupational health operations manager, Lauren Kilcully, explains who can sign up.
Those clients who would be eligible are either considered the largest workplaces in New Zealand, so we're talking employing 1,000 plus people, or they may be a smaller workplace with a hard-to-reach population, or maybe have a high proportion of multi-specific or ethnic populations.
Businesses also need to make sure at least 70 people work at each site and that 30 shots can be given each day. Lauren admits that's put some businesses they usually provide flu jabs for off. They'll be paid per dose given and provide nurses and an administrator to help with logistics.
So we would work with the employer from everything from sorting out the bookings, where we need to use the Ministry of Health booking system, booking in the day, arranging appointments, going on site. We bring the vaccine.
That's all paid for by the Ministry of Health. Companies taking part will have to provide certain staff too, including traffic and site management and admin. But Business NZ CEO Kirk Hope says it makes financial sense.
The only kind of cost burden in it, and you know, it's pretty counterbalanced by being able to ensure that you've vaccinated your staff, or that your staff are vaccinated, I should say, is the time taken for people to get the vaccination.
And whilst lots of businesses are keen,
it's not going to work for every company. What the officials have been looking for is organisations that can do it at scale. And so there will be some companies who weren't able to do that, despite the fact that they would be interested in doing so. I think for a couple of reasons. A, they wanted to participate to ensure that their staff could get access to the vaccine to provide safe facilities. It's another way to support their employees and their families.
More than 200 expressions of interest have been sent to the Ministry of Health from a range of industries, including retail, banking, telcos and central and local governments. There's currently no time frame on when workplace vaccinations will become the norm, with the ministry just saying they look forward to working with some of the applicants as the rollout ramps up. Back to the pilot scheme, Main Freight's Don Braid is hoping they'll iron out any kinks in the system. But just one main issue remains.
I think we've still got some work to do to convince, you know, as many as we can to be vaccinated. So, you know, that's still a challenge for us.
So while business wants the vax, getting their people on board could be the biggest hurdle.